How do they get through the analysis paralysis that ends up producing nothing, and then they paralyze and end up conforming themselves to whatever
situation? Yeah, great question. So like two or three things, right? So I think the first thing is...
Hey, welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast, where Manuel shares his business, marketing, and branding strategies he's used to build 7 to 8 figure businesses. All right, let's enjoy the show.
I didn't really quite understand the power of getting attention.
Right.
Yeah. Now I do. Yeah. So much so that the company is all about how do we help people and brands and myself get attention.
Great.
Because it opens up the door to revenue, expansion, growth, and all these other things. So that's my obsession now.
Yeah.
How did you yourself go about it? Were you an introvert? Were you an extrovert? Were you somebody that really wanted to get on stages and just talk to people? I know that there's a lot of people that I have helped with that I help. Like, for example, we talked about Dr. Eric Berg.
Yeah.
Dr. Eric Berg is not a guy looking for attention.
Right.
Believe it or not. He's an introverted. He's an introvert. He actually had to do fear of public speaking courses before he actually got going.
Yeah.
He knew he had value.
Yeah.
But he didn't really want to be a speaker.
Yeah.
He didn't really quite understand that until later on. How about you? In your case, extrovert, introvert, tell me about that.
A little bit of both. You know, it depends where you get me, right? But speaking, like somebody just asked me at 22, hey, we're going to do seminars. Somebody want to do it? I'm like, sure. I think I'm just like a I want to jump in and try new things type of person, you know? And so I started doing it at a young age. I was petrified, of course. Like if you don't have the skill set, I remember my first talk ever. I'm just pacing back and forth. I couldn't even look at the audience, you know? My third talk ever, I got up on stage. I had the whole thing memorized word for word. It's a Monday morning. I get up. I speak to like 10 accountants. And I forget my lines. And like 2 minutes into the talk, I'd like just sweat start pouring down my forehead to where the point of like, I took off my black blazer, I had this light blue shirt on, sweat dripping everywhere all over my shirt. And I did the best thing you could ever do if you get in that situation. I literally walked and sat down in the front row with the audience.
Wow.
So if you could imagine, I'm sitting with the audience. We're watching nobody on the freaking stage. I'm embarrassed as can be.
Stage is empty.
Stage is empty. Nobody there. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to get back up. And I get back up and I finish the talk. And it was like, I'm never, ever going to speak again. So I always liked the attention, right? Because I played athletics. I always wanted the ball. I always liked to be like tennis. You're right there, center of attention. I always wanted the ball, you know? And so then, of course, I got back on my horse a couple months later and did a successful seminar. But like, I think I was petrified doing it, you know?
Right.
Petrified.
So that's a great story. So in your case, for example, being more of an extrovert naturally, you're a social guy, you liked, you know, you're comfortable talking to people, engaging, circling on a party, whatever that may be. Have you ever seen, because you specialize, you help people get their message in front of more people. Have you ever seen somebody change from an introvert to an extrovert? Or do you feel that that's, you know, it's just the way it's going to be?
I think you can, you know, I think like I've watched the evolution of like certain clients who like were afraid to speak, and then you get them up there and all of a sudden you realize they're great speakers, you know? So, and they would probably say that they're introverts in their life. They're not that social. They don't go up and talk to people all the time, but you get them on a stage and man, there's expression coming out like crazy. So I just think it depends what setting somebody's in, you know?
Here's a very important question for the audience, people that are watching this. A lot of people are going to be watching this. From my experience, Ted, working with people, having hundreds of staff, I got 120 in this marketing company, I got 150 on the supplement company, got a lot of people that I deal with. I'm going to say that if I had to guess the percentage of people that are extroverts, that I like, they like attention and talk to the world, they really like to communicate and get on cameras and just be there present, presenting themselves and their bodies, maybe like somewhere around 5% or
probably,
less.
Probably,
So what would you say to the most, like there's people that are watching this video right now,
listen
to this podcast. They have this message and they really want to change with their products and services, with their information, with their value that they know they have that changes the life of somebody else. But they don't feel this confidence in themselves of turning on that camera, pressing record and talking to the world or getting on stages. What would you say to these people, which is the most of them actually? How do they get started on that journey? How do they get through the analysis paralysis that ends up producing nothing and then they paralyze and end up conforming themselves to whatever situation?
Great question. So like two or three things, right? So I think the first thing is like, what are they an expert in, right? And there's so many people, like there's people who work with companies and are experts in technology. Like we work with a lot of business experts. they teach something in technology or sales or marketing or, you know, or real estate or finance, right? So like, what are they an expert in, right? First thing. Second thing is like, what are three things they want to talk about on that topic, right? So let's say they're an expert in finance of like how to invest intelligently in the stock market. Okay. What are three things in that area that you want to talk about? Write them down, right? Sit there with somebody like you or me or their spouse who literally just asks them a question. So if the first thing is how to get a 10% return, I'm just making this up. Great. Joe, how do you get a 10% return? And he naturally knows how to answer that question. Right? And so he gets comfortable just talking to one person. And he'll talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, right?
Wow.
Second question, same thing. Talk and talk and talk and talk. So if you want to give a stage talk, right? A stage talk is actually, if you're communicating to 1,000 people or 500 people or whatever, you're literally communicating to the audience, right? So you have to be in conversation with the audience. And when I speak to an audience, I literally walk down into the audience. I talk to the people. I ask questions. I engage like I'm having a conversation, right? I think that's the best type of speaking. So if you think of speaking as a communication and not really I'm presenting, but it's a communication, then you could practice at home with somebody to literally ask you those three questions. You'd be so natural and so normal that when you got up on stage, you just think about, okay, what's question one that I got asked? And you just talk.
Wow, that's great. I've never thought about communicating the way that you communicated it.
Yeah.
Like when I have people asking me, how do I get started? I just say, like, just hit record and just go.
Yeah,
right? Talk to the camera.
Yeah.
But this is a great,
Bro, such a good tip.
Guys, this is genius right here. Yeah. You're going to have somebody else that's important to you, maybe that you feel full trust in, that it's not going to make you feel awkward.
Exactly.
A husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a son, whatever. You're going to use one of these incredible devices that we have in front. You can have that person hit record. Try to not even look at the camera. Have that person in front of you. Ask you three questions about your subject that you're an expert in, that you know you will be able to answer camera on or camera off, and you do it all the time. And then you start seeing yourself.
And you get comfortable.
And you get comfortable.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.